all you need to know, the Bloomberg Quint podcast that prepares you for the day's business.
Brought to you by Global, India's premier insurance broker.
Good morning. This is the Daily Morning Update from Bloomberg Quint, and I am Agam Vakil. Former RBI Governor Bimal Jalan will head the committee set up to look into the central bank's economic capital framework. The six-member panel, which has two RBI board members, one serving and one former RBI deputy governor, and the economic affairs secretary, have been tasked with reviewing what the RBI does with its existing and future capital reserves. The Indian government has also notified new rules for e-commerce companies in India. The new rules, which come into effect from February 1st, bars e-commerce platforms from entering into exclusivity agreements with sellers and rules out private labels. It has also clamped down on deep discounting. Staying with the government, housing and non-banking financial corporations met the Prime Minister yesterday seeking easier norms regulating the sector as they look to honour repayments and tackle a funding crunch. The Commerce Ministry is also in favour of hiking import duty on aluminium products to provide a safety net to Indian producers in light of the sudden rise in imported aluminium products. Shifting focus to global markets now, it turns out that Christmas cheer may have come late, but it did take over Wall Street in style, with the US equities posting their sharpest intraday gains since 2009, a day after Christmas. This in turn has spurred Asian markets, with the Nikkei posting about 4% jump on opening. Crude prices, which had also hit an 18-month low, gained 8% overnight. So with the rally overnight, one has to wait and watch. A meeting that's going to be in the limelight early next year is the US government delegation's trip to Beijing starting January 7th, the first face-to-face discussion between the two sides since Donald Trump and Xi Jinping agreed to a 90-day truce. And with that, it's over to Darshan Mehta for the trade setup for the day in India.
Hi Agam, good morning. Good morning everyone. The global markets did manage to rally. The US indices were up almost 5%. Asia has started strong. The Nikkei is trading up almost 3%. Crude rallied up 8% overnight. It's trading stable now. And the SDX Nifty is indicating a positive outlook. So everything's changed in a matter of 24 hours. In terms of stocks that you need for, watch out for Sun Pharma. Their arm Dusa Pharmaceutical gets awarded preliminary injunction relief by the US Federal District Court, prohibiting defendants Bio-Fortina from using Dusa's proprietary trade secret information. HUL clarifies that the news of GST authority finding the company guilty of profiteering of 383 crores, stating that no methodology has been determined by the National Anti-Profiteering Authority as required under the law, if it has to be determined whether the benefit has been passed or no, HUL yet will consider legal options. Simco and Titagarh Wagons will be in focus. Simco's promoter Titagarh Wagons will sell 15.4 lakh shares, that is close to 5.6% stake, today and tomorrow through an OFS. The floor price is at a discount of 11% to the CMP. Man Industries will be in focus. SEBI slaps a 10 crore fine on the three promoters of the company for failing to make an open offer to the company's shareholders. In terms of brokerages, Motilal Oswal is bullish on Petronet LNG with a target price of 317. They are saying that the increasing LNG glut to support prices, competition will remain moderate, and they see strong earning visibility. On the Indian telecom space, Motilal Oswal says that the earning pressure persists and the revival looks bleak. High cash burn leading to dilution and asset sale, and Airtel's cash burn and leverage situation is reaching uncomfortable levels. And Edelweiss has come out with a note on metals. They're saying that the LME aluminium has slipped below the $1,900 per ton for the first time since August 2017. Weak Chinese demand in the second half and further uncertainties will remain in calendar year 19. And they prefer Hindalco among the non-ferrous players. But there's much more you need to know before trade actually starts. For that, log on to our website, BloombergQuint.com, and click on the All You Need to Know tab, and you'll be prepared for morning trade.
Thanks for that, Darshan, and thanks listeners for tuning in. This is Agam Vakil signing out for now. Have a lovely day, all of you.
I hope you enjoyed listening to All You Need to Know. Did you know that you can listen to this show on the IVM Podcast app? On the IVM Podcast app, along with this, we have a number of other shows which you think you'll enjoy. Listen to Cyrus Says with Cyrus Brocha as the host. Listen to Paisa Vaisa with Anupam Gupta. The Seen and the Unseen with Amit Verma. Or Shunya One, hosted by Shiladitya Mukhopadhyay and myself. Check out the IVM Podcast app to get more talk content that you will enjoy.